Syria said on Friday it was willing to cooperate with the United States to re-implement the 1974 disengagement agreement with Israel, which created a UN-patrolled buffer zone separating the two countries' forces. In a statement after a phone call with his U.S. counterpart Marco Rubio, Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaybani expressed Damascus's aspiration to cooperate with the United States to return to the 1974 disengagement agreement. Washington has been driving diplomatic efforts towards a normalization deal between Syria and Israel, with envoy Thomas Barrack saying last week that peace between the two was now needed. Speaking to the New York Times, Barrack confirmed this week that Syria and Israel were engaging in meaningful U.S. brokered talks to end their conflict. Following the toppling of longtime Syrian ruler Bashar al-Assad in December, Israel carried out hundreds of strikes on Syria and deployed its troops into the Golan Heights buffer zone, which the UN considered a violation of the agreement. Israel has also launched hundreds of airstrikes on military targets in Syria and carried out incursions deeper into the country's south. Syria's new authorities refrained from responding to the attacks and admitted to holding indirect talks with Israel to reduce tensions. The two countries have no official diplomatic relations, with Syria not recognizing Israel and the two nations technically at war since 1948. Israel conquered around two-thirds of the Golan Heights from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, before annexing it in 1981 in a move not recognized by any country other than the United States. A year after the 1973 war, the two reached an agreement on a disengagement line. As part of the deal, an 80-kilometer-long, 50-mile, United Nations-patrolled buffer zone was created to the east of Israeli-occupied territory, separating it from the Syrian-controlled side. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said on Monday that his country had an interest in normalizing ties with Syria and neighboring Lebanon. He added, however, that the Golan Heights will remain part of the State of Israel under any future peace agreement. Syrian state media reported on Wednesday that statements concerning signing a peace agreement with the Israeli occupation at this time are considered premature. During the call with Rubio, Shaybani received a formal invitation to visit Washington as soon as possible, according to the foreign ministry statement. The two men also discussed Syrian interim president Ahmed al-Sharaa's participation in the upcoming United Nations General Assembly, which the UN did not confirm. Shaybani previously visited the UN headquarters in New York in April, where he raised Syria's new flag. He and Rubio talked about the Iranian threat in Syria, with Damascus expressing its growing concern over Iran's attempts to interfere in Syrian